The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 2, text number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on April 18th, 2007, in Sillamäe, Estonia.
So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 2, text number 16.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Shushrusho shradadanasya vasudeva kataruchi siyan mahat sevaya vipra punyatirta nishevanant.
O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The conditioned life of a living being is caused by his revolting against the Lord. There are men called Deva, or godly living beings, and there are men called Asuras, or demons, who are against the authority of the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, a vivid description of the Asuras is given, in which it is said that the Asuras are put into lower and lower states of ignorance life after life, and so sink to the lower animal forms and have no information of the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. These Asuras are gradually rectified to God consciousness by the mercy of the Lord's liberated servitors in different countries, according to the Supreme Will. Such devotees of God are very confidential associates of the Lord, and when they come to save human society from the dangers of godlessness, they are known as the powerful incarnations of the Lord, as sons of the Lord, as servants of the Lord, or as associates of the Lord. But none of them falsely claim to be God themselves. This is a blasphemy declared by the Asuras, and the demoniac followers of such Asuras also accept pretenders as God or his incarnation. In the revealed scriptures, there is definite information of the incarnation of God. No one should be accepted as God or an incarnation of God unless he is confirmed by the revealed scriptures. The servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. Such servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees of the Lord. They never tolerate being called God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself, according to the indication of the revealed scriptures. But he played the part of a devotee. People who knew him to be God addressed him as God, but he used to block his ears with his hands and chant the name of Lord Vishnu. He strongly protested against being called God, although undoubtedly he was God himself. And the Lord behaved so to warn us against the unscrupulous men who take pleasure in being addressed as God. The servants of God come to propagate God consciousness, and intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. The Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected. Because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord, and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita 18:69 that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glory. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God.
Om Agyanitimadandashya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chokshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dudati Svapadantikam.
So, this verse is very, very important verse. Because the most important quality we must develop is the eagerness to hear about Krishna. If that eagerness to hear about Krishna is there, then one will be fully successful in Krishna consciousness. But if there is no eagerness to hear, one will not be able to make progress in Krishna consciousness. So, this verse is giving us exactly the technique, the method of how to become very much eager to hear about Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada is pointing out, the servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who want to go back to Godhead. That means that just as you would offer respect to God, the same respect should be given to the servants of God. As Prabhupada explains, they are called Mahatmas or Tirthas. So, such persons never think that they are God. But still, we should respect them just as we respect God. Why? That is explained by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna is more pleased when he sees that his devotees are being properly respected. Than he is when he is being properly respected. In fact, if we properly respect the Lord, but we don't properly respect the devotees, we're not actually properly respecting the Lord. Krishna does not accept his worship unless his devotees are also worshipped. So our first business is to offer our worship to devotees. Why is that so important to respect the devotees? Srila Prabhupada explains, because they risk everything for the service of the Lord, therefore they are very, very dear to the Lord. As Krishna points out in the Gita, there's no one more dear to me than the one who risks everything to preach my glories. So, how is it that by serving these Mahatmas, these Tirthas, how is it that one gets benefit? How is it that one develops the taste for hearing by serving these Mahatmas? The answer is that by serving them, you develop the same qualities that they have. So this means all the saintly qualities of the Mahatmas become the property of those who serve the Mahatma. So it is a very simple formula. You become like that person or those persons that you serve. You become like them. That's why in the Vedic culture, one would not take up the service as a shudra of the materialistic men. The shudras, they serve others. The higher classes, they would never take up the service of others. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they are not employees working under someone else.
Но высшие классы, ваши шудры, ваши кшатрии, брахманы, они не служили остальным.
They are independent, financially independent.
Они были финансово независимы.
The point is, we do not want to serve material men.
И смысл в том, что мы не хотим служить материалистам.
We want to simply serve the Mahatmas.
Мы хотим служить Махатмам.
Of course, nowadays the economy is such that it's very difficult to live unless you work as an employee.
И сейчас, конечно, ситуация такая социальная, что мы не можем прожить, если мы не будем.
So what can be done?
Что нужно делать тогда?
It is not an ideal situation.
Это не идеальная ситуация.
If you have to report to a materialistic boss,
если вам нужно отчитываться перед материалистичным,
you have to please your materialistic boss.
Нужно удовлетворить этого материалиста.
It's not an ideal situation.
Это не идеальная ситуация.
The ideal situation is we simply serve the Mahatmas.
Идеальная ситуация, когда мы просто служим Махатмам.
Of course, the devotees, they do the highest service for all living beings.
И, конечно же, преданные, они делают высшее служение для всех.
By giving them Krishna consciousness.
Да, распространяя сознание Кришны.
So actually there's no one who does better service than the devotees.
И на самом деле нет, никто не делает такого высокого служения, как преданные.
This hearing is so important thing.
И слушание это очень важная вещь.
Srila Prabhupada gave his own example that because I have heard nicely Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, now I can speak nicely.
Srila Prabhupada рассказал про себя, поскольку я слушал очень внимательно своего гуру Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати Такур, теперь я могу рассказывать.
So if you want to become qualified for preaching work,
поэтому если вы хотите быть квалифицированным в своей проповеди,
then you must hear very nicely.
Тогда вы должны слушать очень внимательно.
By that nice hearing,
и благодаря этому слушанию внимательному,
you become qualified to speak nicely also. Does anyone have any questions? Yes.
If everyone were to serve this Mahatmas, then how would they be able to, in this time, financial requirements are there, so if everybody were just working, doing the service to the Mahatma, then how even the preaching work will go?
Если все будут служить Махатмам, то в этой социальной ситуации как вообще даже проповедь пойдет?
Everybody was simply serving the Mahatmas, how the preaching would go on? Very nicely.
How? Because money is needed, prasadam distribution is needed, so.
Yeah, the best program is that those who are twice born, they should be financially independent. By engaging in book distribution and prasadam distribution, that's the ideal situation, or by self-sufficient farming. Or by entrepreneurial activities, starting business. That is the best thing. If devotees can do like that, and then the other devotees who are not so inclined, they can work as employees of those devotees who are running businesses. That is ideal situation. Questions more?
Isn't that the Shudras who are working are also serving the Mahatmas if they are working the job and giving their money?
Yes. That's true. If one is forced to work as an employee, then one should give as far as possible, give the fruit of their work to Krishna, and that will purify the world. Yeah, that's true. Srila Prabhupada always said they should give 50% of their income. But he also gave concession that to one individual that you give whatever you, if you have any extra money, you can give them. Any other question?
Yes. 14 years he was distributing books. И получается всегда так, что ум всегда склоняется к тому, что когда-то начать я что-то делать кармическое.
And mind tell sometimes what I need to do something karmic work or job.
Поскольку я не являюсь таким распространителем очень масштабным, да, то есть.
Because he does not distribute so much, very big distribution.
Но так или иначе, экономически все решается, все, что нужно, я получаю в жизни.
But economically somehow it's arranged what he received for living.
Не могли бы вы сказать какие-то слова, да, и может быть дать благословение, чтобы я мог делать это всю жизнь до конца, чтобы ум все-таки не увел куда-то в сторону, делать что-то другое.
He wants your blessings or some maybe advices, good advices for him, what he can distribute books, be independent from ours, not going, his mind don't go to karmic work.
You're already doing that for 14 years.
Ты уже делал это 14 лет.
No, he thinks about it. He hasn't done it at all. That's very good what you're doing. Simply continue in that way.
Просто продолжай таким образом.
There are other devotees also. I know in the USA. One devotee, his name is Amogha Lila Prabhu. He thought, well, if I'm going to earn a living, I'm a householder, I'll become a, get a PhD in Sanskrit, and then I'll become a Sanskrit professor. So he did that. He was teaching Sanskrit at the university and earning a livelihood. But he found it to be very dry. Because he couldn't preach. So he went out on the street and started selling books. And he was so happy doing book distribution. And then he found he was making more money by selling books than he was making at his job. So he quit his job. So actually, there's no greater job than preaching. Even my own example. When I first got married, I worked job for 3 years. And then I went into full-time preaching. And then for some time, I did some part-time work, and I did a, and then I did a business. I started my own business. After some time, I did some part-time.
Job, and then after sometime after 3 years, full-time preaching.
После того, как 3 года полностью проповедовал, опять работы какие-то.
So now we're simply doing full-time preaching, and depending on Krishna, whatever money comes, that's all.
А сейчас полностью нахожусь в зависимости от Кришны, как он все сделает, и полностью занят проповедью.
And we never have any shortage. We always have whatever we need.
И у нас никогда не было такого недостатка в чем-либо. Всегда получали.
Whether I've always, I'm much better off just by doing full-time preaching. Actually, your livelihood will come by your karma anyway. So why not go ahead? Why not continue preaching and get your livelihood that way? I was working as a computer programmer for 3 years. And I was thinking, what is the use of computer programmer? There are millions of computer programmers in the world. But how many people are preaching Krishna consciousness? That is more more required in the world. How much good the computer programmers are doing to uplift the consciousness of the population. They're not doing anything to uplift the consciousness of the population. If anything, this computer technology is lowering the consciousness of the population. So what's the use of doing some stupid karmic work when I can be preaching full time? Therefore, I advise you to continue preaching Krishna consciousness. And if there's not enough income, just preach more.
That's all.
And then more income will come. Sell more books.
Больше книг распространяйте.
У меня есть одна дилемма, которую я хотел продолжить вот этот вопрос.
It's one question more after this first one.
по той одной причине я очутился в этом месте в Силамя и вот сейчас живу седьмой год.
Somehow for arranging he lives here in Silamya now 7 years.
Но так или иначе я все время мечтаю, как чтобы я мог поехать обратно в Ригу жить и там просто распространять книги, ни о чем не думать.
But he thinks about going to Riga, back to Riga and distribute books and don't think about nothing.
Don't think about what?
Anything.
Просто распространять книги, ни о чем не
волноваться. Just distribute books.
И ни о чем не беспокоиться.
And don't worry about
income.
Don't worry about what?
Income.
Ни о чем вообще не беспокоиться. Просто распространять книги и все.
Now, if you're a house sitter, you have to worry about income.
Не точно перевод. Но я хочу сформулировать вот вопрос, да, правильно.
If you're a house owner, you have to count just abandon your wife. You have to take care of your wife also.
Я просто хочу понять причину, да, то есть мне гораздо приятнее и легче было бы жить в Риге, просто распространять книги, чем жить тут и потом на месяц ехать там, распространять, потом возвращаться обратно и тут как-то жить, да. То есть. И я вот не могу для себя определить, если это воля Кришны, чтобы я тут жил, если я тут нужен, да, и вот так шествую, тогда я согласен оставаться. Но мне вот лично легче, гораздо легче жить там и просто распространять книги, там храм, там все. Вопрос в том, что я не могу определить.
Может быть, лишний вопрос как бы отдельно.
Ну давай.
Хорошо.
Давай.
I said maybe personal questions later.
Yeah.
Из объяснения, может быть, я неправильно поняла, что преданные изолированы от всех остальных людей. Ну, например, я не могу проповедовать, но распространять просад. Я, например, готовлю, но кто-то его продает. Я, например, сейчас что-то готовлю, я иду к друзьям, я там, где я работаю, я это распространяю. То есть я не совсем поняла. Или быть изолированным, или все-таки быть в контакте с...
А просад, то есть вы распространяете за деньги или нет?
Нет. Ну, просто по ходу. Ну, с кого я знаю, где я работаю, я угощаю там.
Ну, это понятно. То есть вы угощаете просадом, а за счет чего жить? Вопрос в чем-то.
Вот именно, что я... Я из объяснения поняла, что преданные изолированы от остальных людей. Не надо касаться, ты заражаешься.
Должны быть изолированы.
Должны быть изолированы. Мы живем сами по себе, общий мир сам по себе.
Но он стал не служить им, а не то, что изолированы.
Так нет, я не вольно, я работаю у них, я служу им. Вот я поняла, или я изолирована, или я распространяю, служа.
Да. She told she going to work every day. Да, каждый день, да?
Нет.
Sometimes she goes work to work and distribute where just give to neighbors or job friends some prasadam. And she asked, is it connection with the material connection or how to be same time unconnected to materialist and same time работать, да, тоже, одновременно работать и...
Как... Или я должна все бросить и быть изолированной, или я должна работать и...
Must she do work and be with materialistic people, or must she just avoid materialistic people?
Now, if you require for your livelihood, then you have to work job.
Если это необходимо для того, чтобы поддерживать себя, работать, значит, нужно работать.
One has to be practical.
Нужно быть практичным.
But you do it and you try to be as Krishna conscious as possible.
Нужно пытаться быть знающим Кришну как можно больше.
It's nice if you can distribute prasadam to your co-workers. I know one devotee, he was working job. He used to take Bhagavad Gita every day. And he would lay it, he would put it prominently on his desk every day so everyone could see it. And then during the break time, he can do a little study. So one of the co-workers, he asked him, well, what is this Bhagavad Gita that you're reading? So the co-worker, he became a devotee. He got became initiated disciple of Prabhupada. So you, the co-worker joined the movement. So try to make devotees at your workplace. You can put a picture of Prabhupada and Krishna there on your desk. Distribute prasadam. You should be very eager to to use every opportunity for preaching Krishna consciousness. That will benefit you. And it'll benefit them also. It'll make it much easier for you to be Krishna conscious. When I was working job, I used to carry my beads with me to the office. And then during the break time, I would chant Hare Krishna on my beads, walking up and down, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And one day I thought, oh, I will wear my tilak to work today. And I was, at that time, I was doing telemarketing and selling over the telephone. So that day when I wore tilak, I had many, many sales. And my manager was very pleased. He said, I did not know what that is on your forehead. But you must wear it every day. So you should be very aggressive how to preach Krishna consciousness. In India, there was one factory owned by a Hindu. And the workers in the factory, they wore the tilak. But then the Hindu factory owner sold the factory to a Muslim. So the new owner, he called all the workers for a meeting. And he said, starting tomorrow, nobody is allowed to wear tilak. But the next day, one worker showed up wearing his tilak. He was very bold, you see. So the owner called the tilak wearing employee into his office. I made a policy that nobody is allowed to wear tilak, so why are you wearing tilak? He said, what can I do? I'm a devotee of Krishna. It's my religious obligation. I have to wear tilak. I have no choice. He said, all right, you can wear it, but nobody else is allowed to wear it. So to be very bold is actually very good. Even if people don't agree with your philosophy, they will respect you for being bold and standing up for what you believe in. In the modern day world, everybody is afraid. Everybody is a coward. You see, everyone is a. You know what coward means? Everybody's afraid. But if you boldly stand up for what you believe in, people will respect you. Simply because you're bold, they will respect you. Therefore, all of you must boldly preach Krishna consciousness. Don't be afraid of boldly saying that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Если работаешь в греховном месте, как не оскверняться при этом? И в связи с тилакой, возможно ли там носить тилаку? И я еще слышала, что тилака носится с духовной одеждой. Ну, то есть возможно мне в духовной одежде одевать тилаку. И работать при этом в греховном месте, то есть бар. Это бар, там спиртное. Ну,
Few questions. She works... Ты работаешь? Да. She works in bar, so it's sinful place, and she asks...
Do you serve drinks? Do you serve food?
Там есть и просад, и алкоголь.
Но ты разносишь алкоголь или нет?
Я его продаю.
Продаешь. Selling, not distribute, she sells.
She sells the liquor?
Yeah. And she asks... She heard what tilaka only when dressed like in sari. Is it possible put tilaka when you in karmic dress?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Is it good for her to wear tilak while she's selling liquor?
Yeah. What to do?
Can you get a different job?
Ты можешь получить какую-то другую работу?
Хочу.
She wants.
Difficult. What do you think? She wears tilak when she's wearing silk? I don't think so. No, when you're selling liquor, you shouldn't wear tilak. Yeah, it doesn't look good.
А еще объясните, что означает тилака? Вот что это?
And also ask you to say something about тилака.
Йога?
Тилака.
Тилак. Тилак is the insignia of the soul.
Тилак это показатель души.
It marks the body as a temple of God.
Он украшает тело как храм Господа.
When people ask me, what is that on your forehead?
Когда меня люди спрашивают, что у вас на лбу?
I tell them this is the this is what is worn by those persons who have conquered over death.
Это то, что носит личность, которая победила смерть.
And if you would like, I will teach you how to conquer over death also.
Если вы хотите, я тоже вас научу, как победить смерть.
So it is very auspicious marking.
Поэтому это очень важный знак.
Actually, before you go to your job, you can put water tilak, Om Keshavaya Namaha, with water.
Работу, просто водой делайте тилак.
That will protect you against the demoniac influences.
Это будет противодействовать демоническому влиянию на вас.
Whenever possible, wear tilak. But at home, you should always wear tilak. When you go shopping, you should always wear tilak. Everybody should wear tilak as much as possible. We have nothing to hide.
Also about tilak itself. Is it like Vishnu, step or Tulasi leaf?
I never heard Prabhupada say anything about it, so I don't know.
Никогда не слышал, что Прабхупада говорил об этом. Не
знаю. I hear devotees say different things, but I never heard Prabhupada say anything about it. But it had some
разные вещи рассказывают, но я не слышал, что Прабхупада сам об этом рассказывал.
Я хотел узнать точно,
Yeah. I don't know. Prabhupada, I never heard Prabhupada give any detailed explanation of what this stands for, what this.
Я никогда не слышал, что Прабхупада объяснял, что это значит одна сердце, вторая там вот это, чтобы лично Прабхупада что-то объяснял.
I just know that Prabhupada said it's the insignia of the soul. It shows that one is expressing one's spiritual identity by wearing tilak. One's expressing one's identity as a spiritual being rather than being the body.
Yeah.
That's more important than any kind of, well, is this Vishnu, is this...
And
it's more important to understand. By wearing tilak, you're boldly stating that you're not your body, but you're an eternal spiritual being and you're a servant of God. That's the most important understanding about tilak.
Я давно думал об этом, ну, размышлял о том, чтобы просто перейти тут вот, практическая жизнь на все вайшнавскую одежду, на стилах, и как бы было это практично. Вот, допустим, когда религия распространяет книги, теплое время не всегда это так делает, это очень приятно. Да, то есть, и как было бы, вот, потому что есть много людей, которые будут поначалу, по крайней мере, отрицательно реагировать. Да? Как и практикуется где-то вот, чтобы люди вот в западном мире преданные,
What is your vision about possibility to wear Vaishnava dress, for example, in this city?
Yes, I wear a Vaishnava dress all over the world.
Я ношу сам весь на вайшнавскую одежду везде, где бы я ни был.
Wherever I go, I wear Vaishnava dress.
Куда бы я ни ехал, я все время вайшнав.
Only one time I don't wear, that's when I'm crossing the border at Kaliningrad.
Один раз только не носил, когда в Калининград пришлось поехать.
But other than that, I always wear Vaishnava dress. I try, fly all over, I could travel all, Mataji and I travel all over the world, we always wear Vaishnava dress in every country. If I lived here, I would try to wear Vaishnava dress everywhere.
You also don't wear when you enter.
Huh?
You also don't wear when you enter Doha.
Oh yeah, two countries.
In the
Muslim countries, I don't walk around publicly in devotional dress because devotees ask me not to. In the Muslim country known as Qatar. They told me to cover my, put a hat on and grow my hair out and everything for entering the country. There are some times when you have to go undercover. But if I was living here in Silamay, let's say I came here for a month to do a writing retreat, for example. I would always go around town in Dodi. I would go, if I'm, you know, wherever I'm here, I always wear Dodi, wherever I go. Even if I was going door to door, well, for preaching, you can go undercover if it works better. When you're going out to sell books, you can adopt whatever strategy is more effective.
Если вы распространяете книги, то нужно просто иметь разум, чтобы понять, какая стратегия более подходящая.
You can go without tilak, and you can dress like an ordinary, or you can wear tilak and karmi clothes.
Вы можете идти или без тилаки и в кармической одежде, или с кармической одеждой.
Or you can hide your tilak, whatever is most effective for preaching.
То есть использовать то, что более эффективно для проповеди.
But when I go out for preaching, I prefer to wear tilak and a dhoti. It's very enlivening, actually, to wear devotional clothing. It's very inspiring to put on, you know, a dhoti, or for ladies to put on a sari, tilak. It connects us with the spiritual world. It's not Indian. It's not that we're dressing up like Indians. This is the dress of the spiritual world. Krishna is the original dhoti wearer. You see? Radha and Krishna wear dhoti and sari. So we are devotees should always, as far as possible, wear dhoti and sari. This will help us to remember Krishna.
In Riga, for him, more easy to draw dhoti and distribute books. But here,
yeah, whatever works better. You can judge by the result.
Yeah. What about Punjabi and Gopi dress? Yeah. Is it spiritual or not?
Not really. Punjabis are definitely not.
Punjabi точно нет.
A Gopi dress looks almost like a sari.
Gopi dress.
Punjabi is not. That is not the standard that Prabhupada introduced. I know one of my godbrothers, Dhanavir Maharaj, he said definitely Punjabi dress is definitely not the way to go for ladies. The Gopi dress looks almost like a sari, but the Punjabi dress, it's like, it's pants, actually. It's pants. It's almost like a Punjabi dress is almost like a man wearing a yogi pants and a long kurta, really. It's like the men, they wear long, some of these Indian kurtas are very long, they hang down to the knees, and they wear the, like, yogi pants. It's like a Punjabi dress, practically. So, Gopi dress is not so much different than a sari in its appearance. The Punjabis are really far away from the end. The ideal thing is wearing sari. If you want to please the spiritual master, wear a sari. He's most pleased when he sees his disciples wearing saris. Well, the female ones. You
know.
Questions, Mara?
How to be not inflicted with sinful on this sinful place of job?
How to avoid being sinful in this sinful world?
Afflicted. Not be afflicted.
At what? Not be at what?
Afflicted.
Afflicted. Yeah. Not contaminated.
Yeah, contaminated.
Yeah. The doctor, he deals with sick patients all day long.
Доктор, он работает с пациентами, с разными больными целый день.
But yet, he does not become sick.
И он не становится больным.
Because he takes all precaution to be very, very hygienic and clean himself. Therefore, we have our morning program. We rise early. We sing the Gurvastakam prayers. We worship the Tulsi. We chant our Japa. We worship the spiritual master. And we read the Bhagavatam. So, if you will have a very, very good program in the morning time to fix your mind very solidly in Krishna consciousness, that will protect you against the contaminating influence of the material atmosphere. Just like I've many times given the example, would you leave your house if your mobile phone was not fully charged? Would you leave your house if your mobile phone did not have a full charge? No, you want your mobile phone to be fully charged when you leave the house. So you have a spiritual battery in your heart. You have to see that your spiritual battery is fully charged every morning. So it won't run out of juice in the middle of the day. That way you can always be Krishna conscious because your battery is well charged. Even when you're away from your mandir, your home mandir, then you still be Krishna conscious because your battery, you're going on battery power.
И поскольку если у вас будет хорошо заряжена батарея, то вы можете быть далеко от своего храма домашнего и все равно чувствовать себя сознанием.
So therefore you must have quality japa.
Поэтому у вас должна быть очень такая хорошая джапа.
Quality reading.
Хорошая качественная джапа.
Quality kirtan.
Качественный kirtan.
And then you'll be very nicely Krishna conscious. You won't be contaminated by any sinful atmosphere.
Тогда никакая
even that nonsense bar.
Сейчас я чувствую, что у меня утренняя программа машинальная.
But now the for these days she feel her morning program is mechanical.
That's all right, mechanical or non-mechanical, do it anyway.
She wants it the true program, like more.
Then you have to pray. You pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, please bless me that this will not be mechanical. It will be, I will feel the bhakti. You have to beg Krishna. Do you think Krishna will not answer your prayer? If you humbly beg him that please bless me that I can feel love for you when I chant this Hare Krishna mantra. Do you think he will not want to answer your prayer? Krishna has been waiting for millions of lifetimes when you will again try to learn how to love him.
Krishna миллионы жизней все ждал и ждал, когда мы искренне захотим приобрести восстановить любовь.
So if you beg his help that I can actually chant with feelings of love.
Поэтому когда мы будем просить, мы действительно начнем повторять любовь.
He will definitely reciprocate with your prayer.
Он будет с вами связан.
Do you think he will not?
Prayers in Vatika or Manasik? Prayers Manasik or Vatika?
Verbal or
either way. You can pray out loud also. You can pray silently within your heart or you can pray out loud. Either way is good. With feeling is what counts. I pray a lot myself. When I'm offering my obeisances sometimes, I will say my obeisances and then I'll make it within my heart. I will silently pray, but very intensely I'll pray, my dear Lord, please bless me. that I can, my preaching can be perfect.
Когда я молюсь, я внешне произношу молитву, но внутри у меня еще сильнее идет такое очень сильно стараюсь произнести, что Господь Кришна благословит.
There's so many people. So many people all over the world are taking shelter of my preaching.
Много людей по всему миру приняло прибежище у моей проповеди.
So many people are worshiping me as their guru.
И много людей поклоняются мне как гуру.
So I understand my most important duty is to be perfect in the way that I show example and the way that I preach.
И поэтому я понимаю, что мне нужно быть идеальным примером.
So I know that in my own strength that is not possible.
Поэтому,
therefore I beg the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, my guru. That I can become a perfect guru. So that my students will not be misguided in any way. So I very much pray like that. Begging Prabhupada for his mercy. So prayer is a very important thing. We pray to Guru, we pray to Krishna to save us from our entanglement within the material nature. Krishna is there, he can hear your prayers. The spiritual master also accepts the prayers of the disciples. Any other questions?
Ну, как было сказано в стихе, легко заработать милость махатмы, нужно просто служить, но из-за неконтролируемых чувств можно легко также нанести оскорбление и потерять эти благословения. Как вот научиться не только зарабатывать, но и сохранять то ценное, что мы заработали?
In this verse was explained what it's very good to associate with devotees, serve devotees.
Serve devotees?
It's very good. But if mind is chanchala, no, it can be also in this service be some apparatus.
Yeah.
So how to serve and not
without committing offenses.
Yeah.
You have to serve a lot. That's
how to keep this this benefit from this service.
Right. You have to always remember the devotees are not ordinary living beings. If you think that they are ordinary living beings, then you will commit offense. You have to always remember the devotees are great saintly personalities. Even if you notice some defect in them, you have to realize that those defects are going away by dint of their devotional practices. You have to see their saintly qualities. Srila Prabhupada explains that every person has a combination of good qualities and bad qualities. He says the devotee is that person who sees the good qualities. He's like the honeybee who looks for the honey. There's another type of person who just wants to see the fault. That's the non-devotee. He's compared to the fly who's looking for stool. So when you're serving the devotee, you must always be like a honeybee, not a fly. Always try to see the good quality in the devotee. Even if he has some bad quality, don't take it so seriously. Because soon, by dint of bhakti yoga, that bad quality will be gone.
Questions
more?
Is it possible personal darshan?
Is it possible?
Personal darshan.
Yes, yes. Who wants it?
Кто хочет это?
Yes. Anyone who wants personal darshan is welcome. I have come here to serve you, each and every one of you in your spirit, in your Krishna conscious life, to help you to become happy and advanced in Krishna consciousness. So anyone who wants to have a personal darshan is welcome. That will give me an opportunity to give you more service. And I'm happy for that. Anything else? So everyone's satisfied now? No impediments? No one's feeling anything, holding them back now in their progress.
Здесь говорили о том, что надо, ну, благожелательно и как бы с пониманием относиться к недостаткам других преданных. А как относиться к своим недостаткам, чтобы в то же время и не принижать себя и как бы не возгордиться, да.
Question about it was spoken about looking for bad qualities on ours, it's not good. But what about looking for bad qualities inside oneself?
Yes, very good.
Очень хорошо. Видеть недостатки себя, and not to be too much punish it oneself.
No, don't punish yourself.
И не очень так себя задавливать из-за этого.
You must reward yourself.
Reward?
Reward yourself.
Gift.
Нужно себе как бы давать подарки.
By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Punishing yourself is another form of worshiping yourself.
Наказание себя – это другая форма восхваления себя, поклонения себе.
You understand? If you worship yourself, that's bad.
Если вы поклоняетесь себе, это плохо.
But punishing yourself is simply a negative form of worshiping yourself.
Но наказание себя – это как бы негативная форма поклонения себя.
Because you're still meditating on yourself.
Поскольку вы все еще медитируете на себя.
You're meant to be Krishna conscious. What is your name?
Как ваше имя? Наташа.
You're meant to be Krishna conscious, not Natasha conscious.
Вы должны быть сознающий Кришну, а не сознающий Наташу.
If you worship yourself, that is Natasha consciousness, and that is not good.
Если вы служите, поклоняетесь себе, это, думайте все время, это сознание Наташи.
And if you punish yourself, that is also Natasha consciousness. It is not good.
И если вы наказываете себя, это тоже сознание Наташи получается.
So instead of worshiping Natasha or punishing Natasha,
то есть вместо того, чтобы поклоняться Наташе или наказывать Наташу,
you must simply always remember Krishna 24 hours a day.
24 часа в сутки думайте о Кришне.
Krishna in the morning.
Krishna утром.
Krishna in the midday.
Krishna днем.
Krishna in the evening.
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You see? In this way, you will be so busy remembering Krishna, you won't have any time to punish yourself. That was a nice question.
Yeah.
You get a reward for that question.
И вам подарок за этот вопрос. Благодарим за это.
Questions, Mara?
Еще вопросы?
Можно спросить. Я когда общаюсь с друзьями, которые относятся к другому направлению, я считаю ложным
человек искренне этому верит и идет. И я не знаю, у меня процесс возникает внутри, я молчу, а как себя вести лучше? Ну, то есть мы сотворчеством занимаемся, как я понимаю.
А не другого же религиозного направления?
Ну да, вот как где, это, ну как религиозное. Я могу сказать, что это валиология. Я не знаю, знаете ли, работа с энергиями, сотворчество, за Творца делают все. Меня это возмущает. Но это вот по этому тексту, что существуют другие. Человек искренне этому верит. Я не знаю, как себя вести. То есть я внутренне протестую.
Вы вынуждены общаться с ними, да?
Ну иногда это друзья. Как бы редко, но...
She asks, she has friends who is in different kind of faith.
What is that faith?
Faith, valiology or something like...
Jesus?
How is it?
What is that?
Valiology.
Убирают причину, ну как бы карму убирают.
Причину проблем. На энергетическом уровне.
С энергиями убирают.
Working with energies.
Different energies.
Energies. And very strong faith in that.
Okay.
And when she spoke with them, it's like inside some protest inside, like don't feel good, but how to make conversation with it. And
yes, tell them you are very much interested in the energy. But you tell them you are absorbed in the energy. But I am absorbed in the energetic, the source of the energy.
Что вы как бы видите энергию, вы интересуетесь энергией, а я интересуюсь источником энергии.
The energy is subordinate to the energetic.
И источник энергии он выше, чем энергия.
So your program is inferior to my program.
И ваша программа она чуть пониже.
Because you're dealing with the energy.
Поскольку вы имеете дело с энергией.
But I am dealing with the energetic.
Но я имею дело с источником энергии.
The source of the energy.
Источником энергии.
If you know the source of the energy,
если вы знаете источник энергии,
then you automatically become connected with all of the energy.
Тогда вы будете автоматически соединены со всеми энергиями.
If you simply try to know the energy without the energetic, you will only experience an infinitesimal fraction of the energy. But if you go to the source of the energy, then you become connected with all of the energy. So you are only connected with a small infinitesimal fraction of the energy. But I am connected with all of the energy.
Что за этим последовательно? Я считаю, что они занимаются духовной практикой, очищают город и вообще всем приносят благо.
These people think what they do very good.
Yes.
And if she speak like this, it's...
They must be...
They may be angry.
Ah.
They must be doing healing things for the people.
Tell them, but tell them, yes, you are very good.
Но говорите им, что это хорошо, что...
Tell them what you like to... It's very good that you are connecting with the energy.
Хорошо, что вы...
Would you like to expand your connection? Would you like to make it more powerful?
Ask them. Если вы хотите как бы получить больше доступ к энергии, быть связанным с энергией еще больше.
Would you like to have a more powerful connection with the energy?
Ask them. Хотите ли вы иметь иметь более мощный контакт с энергией.
See what they say.
He says no,
and then you say, okay, that's all right. And he says, yes, I would like to have a more powerful connection with the energy. And you can tell them about the energetic.
Там такой момент происходит, что они хотят управлять
It's
этими энергиями.
Process, да, да.
Они влезут. Они управляют этими энергиями. Вот, ну, как я, насколько... То есть время другое все поменялось.
West people was in Hare Krishna and was read about Hare Krishna. And we said, it's different time now. We want to be...
Gods.
Yeah, it's like powerful.
Good and luck.
Be,
I just said good luck.
Можете сказать им удачи.
You may think you're God now, but when death comes, when death comes, your position of God will be finished.
Ваша позиция Бога, она сразу пропадет. No, she said time is showing. Time is showing. Will show.
All right, well then prove it.
Improve it, yeah.
Show me how you're not getting old, you're not getting sick, and you're not dying. Then I'll accept your point.
Покажите мне, что вы не стареете, не болеете, не помрете. Тогда я приму.
You're still under the stringent laws of the material nature.
Вы находитесь под жестким контролем материальной энергии.
When nature calls, you must run to the toilet room. You cannot avoid it.
Когда природа позовет, вы бежите в туалет, вы не можете этого избежать.
So that is the proof that you're under the
это
laws of nature.
Доказательство того, что вы находитесь под влиянием природы.
А можно ли принимать, лечить слово? То есть они лечат, они, ну, как бы, так и лечат. Тело лечит. Можно ли пользоваться их служением?
Can we accept way like healers?
If the healer is effective, why not?
Если это вам помогает, почему бы нет? Yeah, it's helps.
If the healer is effective, why not? Now you have a healer locally that's very effective.
Если лечение помогает и этот лекарь находится рядом, почему нет?
Okay. Yeah, if someone can heal you, why not? A doctor is also a healer.
Доктор тоже как бы лечит.
Anyone who can heal us, we can use them in Krishna's service. Whether they use allopathic medicine, whether they use Ayurveda, whether they use acupuncture, whether they use psychic power, whatever they use, doesn't matter. We can accept any healer if they're effective in healing us. Yeah. But the spiritual master, he is the ultimate healer. So that healer you must accept. He will cure Bhava Rog, the disease known as birth and death. That disease he will cure. You must go to that healer. He will save you. Questions more? Alright. We'll stop here. Kantarad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Dhamma Sankarsan Prabhu Ki
Jai.